Now, a question. Do you slouch over your computer screen or stand with your stomach sticking out? And could this be linked to back pain? A short while ago, I spoke to Kieran O'Sullivan, who's a senior lecturer at the University of Limerick and lead physiotherapist at the Sports Spine Centre in the Aspeter Hospital in Qatar. And he believes that there are a lot of myths around the whole issue of back pain. And I started by asking him to explain to us what is good posture in the first place.
So if we were to ask most people in the community, and we've done some of these surveys, what we see is they define good posture as sitting up straight, shoulders sitting or standing straight, shoulders back, head tall. And that's probably mostly because it's considered to be respectful, particularly for women, to be graceful. And it's, if you're going for an interview or something, it's kind of considered to be showing attention and enthusiasm. In contrast, almost nobody defines slouching with rounded shoulders to be a good posture because, again, we make certain judgments around whether it's about laziness or moodiness or disinterest. However, from our perspective, what we're interested in is whether sitting any particular way is linked with less pain or better health, because there is a clear assumption out there that if you sit properly, which is, you know, usually defined as chest out, shoulders back, that you will have less back pain. And in fact, it's a common recommendation in manual handling and ergonomic guidelines that, you know, if we only sat better, we would have less back pain. And the facts just don't support that. We know that an awful lot of people get back pain, but you are not less likely to get back pain if you sit a particular way. So, for example, if we follow, and these studies have been done, if we follow kids right through adolescence and into adulthood, the kids who get more back pain get it for a wide variety of reasons, but not because they sit in a more slouched posture.
Well, okay, I'm going to use my own personal experience in this. For many, many years, I've had back issues. Now, I've fallen arches, flat feet, but I had really a bad problem with my back, and I started doing much more focused. Now, I know the buzzword is core training, but I know it's functional training, building up the core muscles. And since I started doing that, particularly in the past few years, I haven't had I've had a fraction of the back pain I had before. How do you explain that to me?
So I would say that makes perfect sense because it's not in any way contradictory. So I would divide this question of posture into two things. First of all, if you're currently pain-free but you sit badly, are you more likely to get back pain? And look, the answer is no. However, when you have back pain or any injury, the next question is it possible that if I change the way I move a little bit, put more stress on some tissues and less on another, can that help my pain? And that's fine. Yes, you can absolutely do that. So in your case, those exercises you described probably did a whole range of things, making you more flexible, more strong, probably improving your confidence about your ability to do lots of things. However, all the studies tell us that if we looked at your posture before and afterwards, it probably wasn't that different. So in other words, I wouldn't suggest in any way you shouldn't do those exercises or even continue to do them. The question is, if you could travel back in time and tell the 10-year-old Paul, oh, you know, you should sit a different way, would it have made a big difference to the development of your pain? And the answer is it probably wouldn't.
Let's just briefly deal with this. Could talk to you about this all day, but the modern age we live in, there is a school of thought that because of the fact that we're sitting in front of computers longer, because the kids are not getting the same amount of exercise and they're spending a lot of time on their iPads and all of that kind of stuff, that we are developing that the kyphostic posture, that which is curvature of the spine, that it is changing us physiologically.
Yeah, so we know, for example, there are a whole series of reasons that people get back pain. And if we look at kids nowadays and early adults, the likelihood of being disabled by back pain has increased. So there are reasons to be concerned about the rates of back pain and the incidences of it.
So why is that happening?
So it's probably a bit more complicated than just about posture. So if you think about the most common question I'll get from parents is, you know, my child, how do I prevent them getting back pain? And the things they're worried about are things like school bags. So, for example, their school bag is too heavy. And let's face it, school bags can be. But again, the evidence tells us if you want your kids to not get back pain, the weight of their school bag isn't a big factor. What's a big factor is physical activity, diet, sleep levels, stress levels, mental health levels. And one of the frustrating things is if we think of, for example, teenagers who develop back pain, they might get sore when they lift a school bag one day and the school bag might be heavy. Mm. However, the real triggers for that back pain are usually other things.
So you're saying, because this is an issue we have perennially here in this show, people talking about it all the time, the kids carrying the heavy, backpacks. So you're saying that it's the lack of physical activity, it's down to diet. It is not actually carrying a heavy backpack to school that's causing the problem.
No, and you know, it's very easy to blame kids for these things, but we give them very mixed messages. On the one hand, we're told kids are overweight, they aren't active, yet one of the best ways of kind of getting them to be a bit more physically active is to give them a school bag to carry. And how do we expect kids, or even adults with back pain, to get fit, to get strong, if we keep telling them, well, don't do this, don't bend, don't do this form of swimming and avoid that? To the body, we don't want to force people to do things that are sore, but it's pretty clear now. If we take pain-free people and start telling them to avoid doing things, we shouldn't be surprised if they end up weaker, stiffer, and more overweight. The body can get sore from time to time, but giving children in particular a message that your body is very vulnerable and is about to break down if you expose it to the slightest little thing, that's not a healthy view of the body. And if a school bag is going to hurt you, we sure as hell shouldn't be climbing trees or, you know, doing things like running up mountains. So we have to stop and think ourselves, is that sensible? And again, the evidence really doesn't support it. The only evidence we have on back pain and school bags is that while the weight of the school bag isn't a factor, if your parent is worried that your back pain, your school bag is too heavy for you, yes, you are at more risk of back pain. And that tells us something about the role of parental concerns in back pain.
And that was Kieran O'Sullivan, who is a physiotherapist and a senior lecturer at the University of Limerick. So what do you think about that? A heavy school bag is perhaps actually good for your kids. Share your views on that.